You're listening to the Marketing for Health Coaches podcast, where we talk about everything that's going to help you get clients and have a truly successful business and lifestyle. I'm your host, Amy Littman. With over 15 years in the industry, you can count on me to keep it practical and doable. In this episode, I'm going to share how I got most of my clients as a health coach. Before we dive in, this episode is brought to you by our Done For You Wellness Talks that give you everything you need to grow your business and get new clients consistently without selling. When I was a new health coach, giving talks was the main way I enrolled clients. At the time, I had zero experience with speaking, and I still got at least one client from every talk I gave. Was I nervous? I sure was, but it got easier each time. And when I saw that this was working to bring me new, amazing clients, it motivated me to keep going. But here's the thing. There's an art and science to creating a talk that's effective at getting you clients, not to mention that it's very time-consuming to create your own talk from scratch. I see lots of coaches going out and giving talks, but not getting clients from them, which can be really frustrating. And it's not because wellness talks don't work. It's because the talks aren't structured in a way that naturally leads their audience to want to work with them. That's why I created the Done For You Wellness Talks, which give you everything you need to deliver excellent talks that get you clients every time. You're getting access to pre-written presentations designed specifically for health coaches like you. And on top of that, you'll learn how to book talks at places that draw the right crowd, how to promote your talks, and how to transition from giving a presentation to effortlessly inviting people to become paying clients. Registration for the Done For You Talks opens on June 4th with an exclusive discount. Join the interest list at speakingkitforhealthcoaches.com. I've also linked it in the show notes below. But in the meantime, let's get into today's episode. When I was a new health coach, there were two main things that I did to get clients. I used word of mouth. I spread the word to my friends and family and let them know what I was up to. And that was fruitful in sending me some clients, which was really exciting. And the other thing that I did was I started giving talks right away in my local community. Webinars weren't even a thing back then. I'm not even sure if teleseminars, I'm dating myself here, but actually when I did start going online with my talks, I was giving teleseminars, which if you haven't heard that term, it was webinars essentially, but there was no visual component. So it was just me talking and people would call in on their phone. But I started giving in-person talks. And the reason that I leaned in so heavily to that strategy was honestly, when I was a student, I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and we were told to go out and give talks. And wanting to be the straight A student, I thought, okay, I have never given a talk. I have never done public speaking. This makes me really nervous, but I want my business to be a success. And this is what they're telling me to do. So I'm going to do it. So I ordered some business cards. And I remember I was working a full-time job at the time. And I left a little bit early from work. And my business cards had just been delivered. They were hot off the presses. I got my business cards and I decided to go in person to a few places that were in my neighborhood. So I went in person to two gyms, to the YMCA, and I believe it was a Curves, which I'm not even sure if that exists, which is a type of gym. So essentially I went to three different gyms and I went to a YMCA and I just went in and told them that I was a health coach and that I was giving talks and do they ever host talks or workshops in their space? Even that was nerve-wracking for me. This was new. I had never done anything like this before. But out of those four places, I gave talks at three of them, and I got clients from all three of those talks. In fact, one of them, my very first talk, I got two clients from that one. So it was really exciting. It was very nerve-wracking, but I even remember my very first talk, my then husband came with me to be my assistant because I had lots of show and tell items and for moral support, which was so sweet of him. And I just remember I can picture the room, and there was a good show up rate to that talk. And I just remember starting the talk and my voice was a little shaky. But once I got into the flow and once I was focusing more on what I was sharing versus the fact that I was standing up there giving a talk, I started to get more relaxed and things started to flow more. And while the word of mouth from friends and family was amazing, at a certain point, it's very easy to exhaust that resource, right? Your friends and family only know so many people. And definitely we want to utilize that resource, but we can't keep going back to that well because the well is going to dry up. But the great thing about giving talks is that you can keep giving them at different places and use it as a rinse and repeat strategy, which is what I did. Initially, I had one talk that I was giving, but over time, I created three different talks, and I would just kind of go around and give those talks at various places. It was so nice to know that I had this strategy that I could lean on, and I could just do it over and over again, and it really simplified my marketing. So let's talk about why giving talks works so well to get you clients, why it works so well for me, why I know it can work so well for you. In fact, it continues to be one of my top strategies for getting clients in my current business. And I've been in business for over 15 years. So the first reason that giving talks is the number one way to get clients is that it provides a way for people to learn about you, to even know that you exist. Because if you are giving a talk, let's say at a yoga studio, people are learning about you. They're seeing the flyers or the emails that the yoga studio is sending out. They're hearing the announcements at the classes. And then when you are giving the talks, you're getting in front of groups of people who are interested in what you have to offer. Now, in order for this to be effective, you want your talk topics to be related to the work you do with clients. If you, for example, work with clients on their energy, then you want your talk topic to be about energy. And what then happens is that the people who attend your talks are pre-qualified. They've raised their hand, so to speak, and they've said, yes, I want to know more about this topic. And then the people who show up to your talks are primed and interested in what you have to offer. The second reason that giving talks is the number one way to get clients is that they give you the opportunity to connect and educate. And this is really one of the keys to getting clients. When you get in front of these new audiences during your talks, you want to build a relationship with them. There are a lot of other promotional strategies that are out there, but giving talks is the most powerful way to quickly create connection. And that's because people can see you, they get to know you, they get to feel your energy, your personality. And because you're sharing valuable information in your talks, your attendees are going to see you as someone who can help them. They're going to come to know, like, and trust you, and some will want to work with you. And I will say that giving talks creates connection so much faster than almost any other marketing strategy that you might use. Of course, speaking with someone one-on-one is always going to be top of the list for creating connection, but giving talks creates connection so much faster than posts on social media or emails or any other method that you might be using to connect with your ideal clients. Reason number three that giving talks is the number one way to get clients is that it's effective for brand new coaches and for seasoned coaches. And you don't need to be a great speaker to get clients from every talk you give. It's a myth that you have to be a good speaker or an experienced speaker or a dynamic speaker to get clients from your talks. I am proof of this. Remember that shaky voice that I told you about in my very first talk? That is proof that I could still get two clients from my very first talk, even though I was not super dynamic or polished. So I really want to encourage you, even if you are someone who doesn't love public speaking or you've never given a talk, to try out this strategy because it can really change your whole business. It can change really your life because imagine what having a strategy where you can consistently get clients and have that consistent flow of money coming into your business will do for you, not to mention the joy and fulfillment that you get to experience by working with these clients. So now that I shared the three reasons that giving talks is the number one way to get clients, let's talk about how to be successful with your talks. These talks can be local in-person talks or they can be online talks. You can do a combination of the two. I personally love local talks and online talks. They both present great benefits. With local talks, you're likely to get more engagement and a deeper connection with the people who show up. But online talks can sometimes allow you to reach more people because there's the convenience factor. People don't have to leave their house or they can tune in from work and you can reach people all over the world. Pretty early on in my health coaching career, I started giving online talks. For my first few, I partnered with a local outdoor boot camp company to give talks for their clients. And this worked beautifully because I didn't have a list of people to promote my talks to. They promoted the talks to their people, and that allowed me to build my list and build a relationship with new potential clients and ultimately enroll paying clients. So I recommend experimenting with both local and online talks and see what works best for you. A pro tip is to give talks to other people's audiences. This is very important because as I've shared, the goal of your talks is for you to get in front of new people who don't yet know about you. In order to consistently get clients, you need to be consistently getting in front of new people. Now, I'm not saying you should never invite your list or social media following to your talks. You for sure can do this intermittently, but if you're giving regular talks and you're inviting the same people over and over, very quickly you'll have zero people showing up. And that's obviously not what we want. So the good news is that when you give talks to other people's audiences, it immediately gives you exposure to potential clients. And there are three main ways that you can tap into other people's audiences. So number one is to partner up with local businesses to give local in-person talks in their space to their customers or clients or patients. As I mentioned, my very first talk was at a gym. And there are so many different types of places you could give talks, such as yoga studios, chiropractor's office, wellness centers. The key here is that the local businesses are actively promoting the talk to their people. You're not in charge of getting people there. The business you're partnering with is. The second way to give talks to other people's audiences is to give talks for groups that have regular meetings. This could be a women's group, a networking group, a group at your place of worship, a mom's group, a running group, parent-teacher association. There's so many options. And this works really well because it gives you a guaranteed audience of the people who attend the regular group meetings. And of course, the group will be promoting the meeting and you to their members. So again, you're not in charge of getting people there. The group is. And the third way to give talks to other people's audiences is to give an online talk and partner up with one or more business owners or solo entrepreneurs who promote the talk to their audiences. This is what I did with the outdoor bootcamp company. So you can do this with online businesses or brick and mortar businesses, and you can give one online talk and have three different businesses promoting it at one time. The important piece here is that the people you've partnered with are in charge of getting people there. One of the things that you're going to love about giving talks is that it's extremely low tech. And that's one of the differences with some of the strategies that are out there that require a lot of tech know-how and require expensive tools. When you give local talks, there's very little tech involved. And even giving an online talk, all you need is Zoom and a simple page where people can sign up for your talks. A pro tip here is to use a website called Eventbrite, where for free, you can set up a registration page where people can sign up for your talk. And I'll put a link to Eventbrite in the show notes. It's super easy to work with, and you can use this as a way for people to register for local talks and online talks. And the cool thing is that when people register for the event, they are providing their email address and you're building your list. After your talks, you'll need to transfer people from Eventbrite into your email marketing system so they'll get follow-up emails from you with invitations to work with you and regular content from you that will further build their interest in you and desire to work with you. Giving talks is a huge list builder, and it's a totally free way to build your list. And what's cool about Eventbrite is that people use Eventbrite to look for events and to see what's happening in their area or online. So when you use the site to create your registration pages for your talks, you'll reach more people. And I actually had a funny thing happen in my business, which is that my team had set up a fake event on Eventbrite because we were creating some templates and trainings for our Done For You Wellness Talks where we show our clients how to use Eventbrite. So we set up this fake event and we ended up with 15 people signing up. And we had to reach out to those people and say, we're so sorry, but this event actually isn't happening. And that was with zero promotion. So I don't recommend that you rely solely on Eventbrite to fill your talk, but it is an additional way to get in front of more people. To help you get started with giving talks, you can grab a copy of my 5 Clients in 30 Days Action Plan, which walks you through what to do step by step. You'll find a link to this in the show notes. And in the upcoming episodes, I will be talking more about giving talks and walking you through my tips and strategies so that you can be successful with your talk. So tune in for that. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can find all of the resources and links to free tools to help you implement what we talked about today in the show notes directly under this audio. If you like this episode, go ahead and share it with your health coach friends. When you share, it really helps this community and it means the world to me. And be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button so you'll always get my best business building tips as soon as they come out. Again, I want to thank you for being here with me today, and I will see you next week.